STR Mobile.
Last calling instructions, KO4PXB.
Morning. KC4STR, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, Steve. In Simpsonville, how are you doing this morning?
Yep, I'm doing good. I'm also right here at the on Highway 14 at the Bethel, so I'm also in Simpsonville.
You caught before. I don't recall. What was your call again?
Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm trying to get this radio set up to be able to at least give me a little bit of mobile every day, but I don't know. Is it making it in the repeater okay? I'm in a sort of a lower area here.
You're definitely full quiet, and with no issue.
Thank you. Are you mobile this morning, or are you?
Yes, sir. I am definitely mobile heading into Greer.
In a low spot, coming in and out. Anyway, all right, well, I appreciate the comeback this morning. Hope you have a nice day.
Steve, you do the same thing.
STR.
And good morning to you, Steve. KO4HKX here.
Yep, good morning, Patrick. How's your morning been?
Down the mountain was quiet and uneventful, just the way I like it, and on my way to my second stop, so we've got this day going. How about you?
Yep, everything's uneventful so far this morning, so it's definitely going good.
Quite as heavy in the areas that I'm going through. Finally got out of that low spot, but yeah, hoping for a nice day today. Looks like it's supposed to get up to low 70s down here.
Yep, definitely supposed to be in about 72 degrees. So it's definitely going to be nice. But, of course, it's typical South Carolina weather. It is on a roller coaster right now.
KO4HKX to sync up there. But the weather I was looking at said it's supposed to be up close to 80 today. So we'll see. Either way, it's going to be a beautiful day.
They can stop trying to freeze us out in the office. I'd be happy. I had to wear a jacket all day yesterday because of the, I don't know, something going on with the air conditioner, and it was just blowing cold air on us all day, freezing us out.
It was nice yesterday, but I don't think it was that nice.
What's going on there? We're working on it towards the end of the day. I hope it's warmer today. Good grief, we had that a couple of weeks ago, too.
Yeah, but I work in the server room pretty much all the time, so it definitely is pretty much has to stay cooler in there. So that's why I definitely get out and walk around 2-3 times a day to, you know, just get out of that room and also let people know that I'm there if they need help.
Case, sitting in the server room freezing all day. Good grief.
I've always pretty much worked inside and outside where the doors were open.
Yeah, I certainly did a lot of that growing up, but I don't know, the last 15 or 20 years I've been in and out of this IS-type jobs where I'm doing a lot of work inside the inside server rooms, but now I'm in a more of a project management role, so I don't have to do that as much.
Yep. I have a standalone computer that I seriously have a rolling pictures of just windows outside scenery, so that way, of course, always pretty much there's never been any, you know, windows in the server room, so you don't get to see the outside very much. So I have a, you know, just rolling pictures of outdoor scenery, so that way I get to see the outside.
Last 10 years been driving this truck, and the 20 years before that was a mechanic, so always looking at the outside.
Yeah, but at least with, you know, me looking at the outside, Patrick, I can definitely change the weather if I don't like it. Just being a mechanic and always working outside as you do, you pretty much have to deal with whatever weather comes.
Cold, hot, rain, sunshine, you just deal with it.
Yep, I remember having to deal with that when I was in high school and worked with Community Cash right there on Highway 9, which is definitely no longer there anymore, but that was always a fun adventure when the bad weather come along. People would just come to the grocery store to get eggs and milk and fill up on essentials, and definitely do that. And
I believe it was. I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. But I'll learn your call and name here pretty quick if you come back in here on a regular basis. I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. You gentlemen have a great day. Be careful out there. And try to get out and enjoy some of the sunshine today. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear.
Lord, thank you for the QSO this morning. I'm just about pulling up here at work anyway. So hope y'all have a great day. KC4STR.
Steve, are you going to watch any of the football this Sunday?
I typically don't. I'm more of a college guy. How about you?
Yep, I have a 5-year-old, so I'll be flipping around to, you know, kind of just keeping a check on the game and score and stuff like that.
Or get together with friends, just more for getting together with the friends than anything, you know.
And pretty much in the sports and stuff like that, that I definitely enjoy playing, but pretty much once I watch on TV is boxing, because I'm not going to, you know, let somebody beat my face up like that or my body. And in the same way with the race cars, it's just too expensive and to get into that, and I'm definitely not going to let, you know, somebody deliberately punch on me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun to me. It's just college football and more lately college basketball fan as well. I'm, I don't know, just more into the college sports, and having two kids off in college kind of helps that as well, I guess.
Yeah, if I did the boxing thing, I wonder how long they would let me run around the ring till I, you know, got the, I guess, the consolation, the second place money.
Get far enough away not to get popped a few times. Goodness.
Yeah, I've watched some of the funny videos like that where people taking dives, and that one person barely got hit and took a dive, and the referee made him actually get up and had to have the, I guess, the officials on the sideline get him up and to make him box because he knew he was taking a dive.
Money involved in that stuff. You just never know.
Truly the funniest one out there is the two boxers were on the court, Don King, and they both swung at each other, missed, and they both counted out.
Sounds like a good commentary to me instead of a sporting event.
And what added to the comedy that it, you know, they took the dive after 30 seconds of the pay-per-view, you know, event, so that pretty much HBO or whomever sponsored it, you know, racked up, but the people that had to buy the pay-per-view were not happy.
Can't imagine paying for something like that, turning out that way. Talk about disappointing.
There truly was a Mike Tyson fight that was a pay-per-view that lasted 37 seconds. And I think they were talking about they had to put something else on to fill at least the 1 hour airtime that was committed by the pay-per-view for the people that actually bought it.
It was a beast in his younger days. I didn't really have much interest in his little show that he put on recently with Jake Paul, I guess it was. I don't know. I want to watch something like that. I want there to be more to it than
something, and you know, the kind of show that they put on. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I saw a few of the highlights afterwards, but I've seen a lot of reels of him when he was younger, and of course I was younger at that time too. I was able to come in and actually watch those things, but watch him live. But goodness gracious, he was a beast.
Yes, he was. Like I said, it pretty much like most things, when either fame goes to their head or just something happens that, you know, they start spinning in a destructive manner.
Well, good talking to you, Lloyd. I am here at the office, so I'm going to go in here and see if we can make some tires today. I hope you have a good day, and I hope to talk to you again. KC4STR, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Steve. Make plenty of tires for the people that need them. Scale 4PXB.
KR4AAE Mobile.
Scale 4PXB.
Good morning, Lloyd. This is Steven. I think we spoke a couple times. It's been a while since I've heard you on the radio. How's everything going this morning?
Everything's going good. Had a very uneventful ride on Highway 14 into Greer as it stands right now.
Always good to hear. I heard you and Patrick chatting earlier about sitting in cold server rooms and reminiscing of the days where I was sitting at the data center at night and it got stupid cold in there.
Yes, it probably would, because most of the companies like that, either they turn the heat down really low during the nighttime, and it just truly makes it even worse in a server room.
Oh, yeah, definitely copy that. Yeah, that was a good idea with wallpaper to have outside images going along so you can at least imagine what the outside looks like when you're in a windowless room. I'll have to try that next time I'm working late in the server room.
And at my home, where the down in the basement area, I've actually got an outdoor camera that will feed straight into a monitor. So I just turn that on a lot of times, so I truly see the outside.
So I'm definitely picking up some good ideas of things I need to do when I get stuck in a server room day in and day out. Outdoor camera's nice.
Now, for the camera side of it, just you can get a wireless camera and secure it and connect it to the computer, and that way you can view that outside and it's secure where no one else can, you know, pretty much see your images or just connect to it and get back to your computer.
Yeah, if I ever have a basement again, I'm definitely doing that. I think I've had my fair shares of working in basements when I first started in IT, because that's where they always put you, in the basement.
Always works out that way. Beats working in the supply closet.
Yeah, the supply closet or the water heater boiler room. Like, come on, guys, what are you guys putting stuff in here for?
I've seen a couple of sites before where the server was actually in a room with the hot water heater and literally sitting on the floor, and of course no kind of ventilation in there, and that room was definitely warm. And so I definitely let them know, to, for safety's sake, you truly need to move this out of here, because seriously, they'll have all their equipment coming in from the internet, from Charter or whomever, and have it all set up that way, and literally either the components just laying in the floor or the Charter router or some shape, form, or fashion sitting on top of the server. And it's like, okie dokie.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely walked into some and scratched my head really hard and said, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, the site that I was working on, I got a hold of building maintenance, and I kind of had to nicely stay on them about it, but the lights overhead were flickering, so they would stay on for a few seconds, go back off, come back on, go back off, and that definitely makes it hard to do your work, and also definitely with the flickering like that will give you a headache pretty quick.
It will. Yeah. Amazing what people try to get away with, or not exactly get away with, but what people do to their technology and say, why won't everything work right?
But you would truly not believe how many people are at home, do not have any kind of backup plan, and then when they lose a document or it goes corrupt, that they call and go, and well, what can I do to fix it? Well, they can try to recover items, but it doesn't always work. So that's why, as inexpensive as external drives and storage are, or thumb drives, then that's definitely the way to go, or even get an account, an AWS account in the cloud. I mean, because that's very inexpensive. Just when you have a document, either open it from the cloud, or when you're done with it, save it to the cloud.
Absolutely. I remember when I first started in tech in Office 365, it's just started to come about and rear its head. I said, I got to hop on that train. And of course, I was like, I got to have at least multiple backups, at least three copies somewhere. Now I've got four copies, so I think I'm set for now.
And it's also coming a day and time where you can actually have virtual computers running in the cloud and at different locations. So that definitely makes it nice where if one goes down, and the one that goes down that's in the standby mode detects the heartbeat, it can actually just spin itself up and go active, and the users pretty much may notice like a 2 or 3 second dip, and or not even, like a 3 or 4 second disconnect.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely not right around the corner, but it's going to be here soon to where I think that the personal computer is probably going to dwindle a little bit here, but then all the manufacturers are just going to sell you a terminal, and you connect up to a machine in an AWS or an Azure if they can get the compute a little more cost effective for the consumer. I think that's probably going to happen here maybe in 5-10 years. But that's just the next trend I see that's probably coming based on what you said and what I've been seeing in the industry as well.
Yeah, right now the best scenario they have with that is because people are mainly upset when there is a computer running in the cloud and they have an internet disconnect, then they're dead in the water. So that way, if they're running a computer at home that replicates to the cloud when at certain periods of time, then that definitely works better. That way, if there's a disconnect with the internet, they don't lose functionality and being able to work.
Forgetting that most people out there don't have multiple ISPs. I've got three. So when Helene rolled through, I was sitting good.
One thing that's pretty much caught on in a class, like a college or a classroom, or even in training rooms, the system where the computers are imaged, and at night, then it rolls it back to the golden image like nothing's ever been done. Or if they even need to restore it by something, either somebody gets in there and messes around with which they shouldn't be allowed to do anyway, mess around with the functionality of the registry keys and the operating system, that system can be restored back to the golden image, or you can just roll that whole room back to the golden image like nothing was ever done to it. I know most training rooms in college, rooms do that, where like labs and stuff like that where they can be rolled back to like nothing was ever done.
Yeah, I remember seeing that my first days down to school, and I was like, wow, like that's kind of cool. And now I'm like, whoa, that's really cool. But yeah, it's great because from the L1 perspective, you got to do all, you got to re-image each PC physically, and it just takes a long time, and that definitely takes away the overhead of having somebody have to image after somebody did something they weren't supposed to do.
Yep, because that definitely helps out a bunch where having the system where it can automate it, because take an hour and a half sometimes to 2 hours to re-image a machine. It definitely sometimes can be a headache, and that way you don't have to physically go to it. It'll either run a batch file, and one thing that's really coming along now, if you get in there and look all the functionality of it, is setting up things and doing, applying things by group policy.
Yes. Good old GPO. You love it and you hate it at the same time.
Yeah, definitely the thing to stay in time frame to really know is the how to do programming of, and configurations of firewalls and routers and stuff like that, because that will definitely help you and secure your networks. And but definitely the ones that I remember from the Cisco side of the days was access control lists. Those, as soon as you press enter, you better have that in running in a test environment first. That pretty much matches what you want to do on your network side of it, because as soon as you press enter, that policy takes effect and you can flat out lock yourself out or you shut down your network.
Yep, I am definitely familiar with that because I have done that a couple times. But let me tell you what, I learned really fast after that.
Yeah, had a friend, it was a couple days ago, he mentioned that he was setting in a secondary DHCP server, but did not tell it to be then it was called a PDC, but a BDC, and it took over the DHCP information and made it where people no longer had internet access, because there was a couple of configurations that was not in there of all the routes and everything that it had to go to, and he took down at least 3 or 4 departments. And I said, he called me and said, well, what do I do? I said, just turn that one back off and turn that one that you just set up off and have people reboot, and they should be all back up and running. And definitely always, always, always do is at least 2 or 3 weeks of testing in a test environment before you actually put things in production, if possible.
Absolutely. I think 99% of my work is done in a test environment, and the 1% I need to do is done in production until I know everything works correctly before I press enter on anything in production. Because, man, whew, the headaches you deal with and all the repercussions, that's a bad day for me.
Yep, there's 2 common words in IT that should always be done. Documentation, 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 and backups. Don't do anything that you're starting to do any kind of work without making sure you got a good backup of whatever you're working on to change.
I agree 100% on that. And I have thoroughly written my fair share of documentation to where if I got hit by a bus or something happened to me, I think the company I work for right now, they would be perfectly fine with everything I've done, because it's step-by-step, it's videoed, it's screenshotted, it is click-by-click exactly what you need to do to get everything back going again.
Yep, that is definitely a good thing to do. Even now, I'm working on going through and getting all the configurations off of these switches and routers. Pretty much the routers are the ones that, because most of the switches here just have a managed IP address. So, but if there's a config on that switch, I definitely export it. That way, if that switch dies, then get a new one in of the same model and just do an import.
Network is only as good as your backup. Well, Lloyd, I got to get running here. I am at the office and get some stuff done. So nice chat with you. KR4AAE for K0KO4PXB. I'll be clear on your final. Let me brief you and I'll chat with you a little bit later if I hear you.
All right, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.